as a grandfather to their grandchild, as a teacher to the student, spoken in love. John is saying to you guys, my little children, because he's been kind of putting them on blast, yeah, so to speak. And so he wants them to know, hey, my little children, I'm saying these things out of a heart of love. Please know and understand that. I'm not condemning any of you. I'm giving you the truth of God's word because I want you to grow in your walk. I want you to remain in that fellowship of light with God the Father. I want you to remain in the truth.
Who opened your prison door?
Aloha, and welcome to God's Amazing Grace with Pastor Kaleo Searle from Calvary Chapel Leeward Coast, located in Waianae on the island of Oahu, where the power of God's Word and the Holy Spirit is bringing salvation to the lost and discipling the saved. Now, let's study the Word of God.
Who came in the nick of time?
John is laying down some hard truths for the believer. And he says, you want to choose to walk in darkness? You want to choose to believe that you have no sin? In verse 6, he says that you're a liar, that you don't practice the truth. Verse 8, we just read, you're deceived. The truth is not in you. In verse 10, you make God a liar. Whew. Think about that. And his word is not in you. And these are all serious, detrimental conditions to your spiritual walk, to my spiritual walk. In verse 9, John writes, if we confess our sins, once again, hamartia, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John goes straight to the truth. And the truth is this, is that we are sinners. We all fall short. And as believers, we can choose to deny this and deceive ourselves that, like we just looked at and talked about, and continue to walk in darkness, or we can confess our sins. That's so good. When we come to the truth that you and I sin, that we fall short, the next step for you and I is that we acknowledge the sin, that we own it, that we call it what it is. Stop sweeping it under the carpet. Stop pretending and acting like it's nothing. It is. Do you know how cancer starts? It starts with one cell. One cell. That's it. One tiny little cell that is allowed to exist. Think about that. This word confess, it means to speak the same. And that's very interesting that John used this Greek word. To speak the same as in declaring or admitting. And so this means to come into agreement with the same word that God spoke. That's what confess means. You are speaking the same thing in which God's word says about sin, about repentance, about forgiveness, about righteousness. And what does God's word say about sin? Don't do it. That's what it says. It says to die to sin. It says to hate it. It says to flee from it. It says to run away from it. Lying, stealing, lusting, pride, sinning in anger. You know the list. And we can't claim ignorance of these things. It's all sin, and we confess the same as God's word, that yes, it is sin. I have sinned. I messed up. We admit and we repent and ask for forgiveness. And as I shared with you folks before, repent, right? That's that Greek word where it literally means to change your mind, to go in the opposite direction so that you're no longer walking in that sin. Because you cannot say, I repent, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. That's not repentance. And so we admit that we've sinned and that we've messed up. You know, it's interesting. Because in the medical field, you can't heal a sickness that hasn't been diagnosed. If that makes sense. And so what is the sin that's in your life that you've been covering up, that you've been hiding? You got to confess that. You got to bring it to the Lord. That's what this is saying. As believers in Jesus Christ, you and I are to keep our accounts with the Lord at zero. You know what that means? It means that as soon as I sin, guess what I'm doing? I'm going to my dad and I'm saying, Dad, forgive me. I messed up. Because if not, this thing starts to happen in my life where I don't confess it and I do it again and I don't confess. And now it's building and building and building in my life. And now I get comfortable with it. My heart gets calloused and I start to say, it's okay. It's okay. I still go in church. I still saying God is good. And it's not a good place for any Christian to be. Proverbs chapter 28 says this in verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And then in Psalm 32, verse 5, King David says, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. That's good. You see, the way of cleansing and forgiveness is established. That price has been paid through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The coming to Jesus and confessing, well, guess what? That belongs to you and I. That's our part. And that's what John is saying here. You see, you and I are accountable for it. And it's so interesting because I've run into Christians, they have a hard time with this. When they say, you know what? I'm so they can't say sorry. They can't say, sweetheart, I messed up. Kids, daddy messed up. And I said things that I shouldn't have said, and I am so sorry. That is not my heart. And Christians have a hard time with this. And that shouldn't be the case. You see, we're coming to a loving Father who's wanting us to confess and admit our sins. Why? Because in that is the restoration. There's no secrets. There's no deceitfulness. You are coming like the tax collector beating your breast saying, oh God, be merciful to me. I sinned. When you and I confess our sins, it says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you guys don't know this verse, please commit it to memory. because it's such a good verse. Especially when the enemy likes to say, ah, look at you. Everybody know you was in prison. Everybody knows you used to sell drugs. And you quote this scripture, which is truth, which is promise. And know that you are forgiven. Know that you are cleansed. And it's so amazing. Our sins, all our unrighteousness is forgiven. We are cleansed. It doesn't matter what sins you have committed. If you confess them, if you repent, your heart is true, God will forgive you. He'll wipe it clean like it never happened. In Romans chapter 3, we're going to go back to chapter 3. And we're going to finish in verse 24. Because we read 23. We're going to continue this passage in verse 24. It says, well, we'll go back and start with 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Man, that's good stuff. In Psalm 103, verse 12, look at this promise. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What does that mean? You see, if I keep traveling west, keep going west, I'm not going to hit east. Does that make sense? I'm going to keep going west. That's what this is saying. You're never going to find it like my wife does with my grandbabies. Poof, all gone. Jeremiah 31 verse 34 says this. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. If you read chapter 31, this section, you know and understand that this is talking about the new covenant that comes through Jesus Christ. You read the book of Hebrews, chapter 8. It talks about this. That because of Jesus Christ and the new covenant, we ask, sins are gone when we confess them. We don't need a priest. That's so good. And all of this is possible. Why? Because God is faithful and just. This is who he is. This is who he is. This word faithful, it means trustworthy, sure, true. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. He doesn't change. His words are eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not his words. And his word says what? Hey, confess your sins, and I will forgive you. I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's the truth and the promise of his word. It is faithful, even when we are not. This is why John said, for you and I to fellowship in his light. That's so good. That's so good. You see, when I mess up, God doesn't shake his head and look at me and go, Khalil, you donkey. I'm so sick and tired of you. When you gonna learn? Instead, he says, I see your heart and I know you're struggling with this sin. I forgive you. I forgive you. Now get up, Khalil, and walk in the path that I have set for you to walk in. Walk in my light, Khalil. God is so good. God is so amazing. Hebrews 10:23 tells us that he who promised is faithful. 1 Peter 4:19 says that God is a faithful creator. 2 Timothy 2:13, it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Oh, that's so good. And he is just. This word means a state of being right or right conduct. This is saying that God is righteous. Psalms 11:7 says, for the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. Okay, now, so we know and understand that, right? Okay? That's our Father. And so he takes his faithfulness and he takes his righteousness and he manifests it in his Son, Jesus Christ, who came into this world to die for our sins because he is faithful, because he is just. Jesus Christ, the righteous. Our sins are forgiven. This word in the Greek, it means to send away, as in one who is freed. Meaning that there's nothing binding. You're free to go. You don't have to come back for court. You don't have to do probation or parole. You don't got to wear the anklet, some of you. Yeah, you know. Praise the Lord for his forgiveness, yeah? None of that. You're free. That's what this word means. It's a complete freedom from our sins and the punishment that is due. You see, the wages of sin is death. And the Lord frees us from that. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This word cleanse, it means to make clean, to purify. Woo. Not only are you freed, you are purified. This word unrighteousness, it's a legal term for injustice. This refers to a condition of not being right with God. And you and I, we are washed clean of this. We are set free. We're purified. There's nothing there but God's light in which you and I are able to continue in fellowship with. Because it's all taken away. And we fellowship in his light. It's so humbling. In verse 10, John concludes with his last "if we say" statement. In this portion of scripture, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him, referring to God, a liar. And his word, the logos, the written word, the doctrine, is not in us. Now, in verse 10, this is interesting because John now uses a different Greek word for sinned. John was using the Greek word harmatia, which is a noun. Okay, now he's using a verb for this word sinned, and it's hamartano. You see, the noun hamartia, it focuses on the inward conditional state of sin, that nature of sin. That's the noun. That's why it's a noun. Now he uses the verb for this word sin. And it refers to the specific missing of the mark, the actual action of sinning. When you actually commit that specific sin, that's the word that he's using here now. John is saying to the Christian, when you commit the act of sin and you deny that you have sinned, you call God false and you deny his truth. This word liar, it means falsifier. That's heavy. Because what you're saying is, God, your word is not true. What you're saying is that, oh, all these things that I've been reading is rubbish. It's false. That's what you're saying. Please know and understand the gravity of that. This word for liar, sustes, that John uses, Jesus used this same word in John chapter 8, verse 44. And guess what he used it in the context of? The father of lies. Who is who? Satan. You see what you allow into your heart and into your mind? That's heavy stuff. And this is alarming to me. And yet, this is where I see many churches today. You see, they see the truth of God's word. And yet they deny it. They reject it. And they do what they think is right in their own eyes. And that is so, it's not good. And in the context here, the Christian is saying, God, you're wrong. I'm not a sinner. I'm good. And oh, by the way, I don't need the shed blood of Jesus Christ upon my life. Hebrews 10:31 says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of his glory. In chapter 2, John now addresses the believers as my little children. And I love that he does this because this is a Greek term and it is a term of affection. As a grandfather to their grandchild, as a teacher to the student, spoken in love because you want to build them up. You want to love on them. You want to encourage them. Jesus used this same word when he spoke to his disciples in John 13, verse 33. Paul also used this when he was talking to the believers in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. You see, John is saying to you guys, my little children, because he's been kind of putting them on blast, yeah, so to speak. And so he wants them to know, hey, my little children, I'm saying these things out of a heart of love. Please know and understand that. I'm not condemning any of you. I'm giving you the truth of God's word because I want you to grow in your walk. I want you to remain in that fellowship of light with God the Father. I want you to remain in the truth.
Who opened your prison doors?
God,
who dried up your ocean floor?
You've been listening to God's Amazing Grace with Pastor Kaleo Sorrell of Calvary Chapel, Leeward Coast. Mahalo for joining us as we study God's Word together. If you're on the Leeward Coast of Oahu, our fellowship meets Sunday mornings at 9:30 and Thursday nights at 7. Wake up and come on out. We are located at 87672 Farrington Highway in Ma'ili. You can also visit us online at calvarychapelleawardcoast.com. Aloha, a hui ho, ma lama pono. Until next time, may you know God's amazing grace.
If you had water in the wilderness, if you ever been pulled up out the pit, if you made it through and it makes no sense, yeah, that's how you know it was him. If you got a savior who broke your chains, if you got a maker who you're not ashamed.
prison doors.
Got it, got it.
Who dried up your ocean floor?